Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of August, and I'm recording at 9:20 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, mixed fortunes here in the market, so let's start with equities. And the Asia-Pacific region was firm here today. You know, the underlying causes behind all this is that first, there's no Ebola that I am aware of in the Asian region. More importantly, the oil price, which had jumped during the beginning of the horrendous story going on in Iraq, has now subsided quite nicely to the lower side of its range of the last several years. And additionally, only Japan, and probably to a modest extent within the, well, and also Australia to a modest extent within the Asia-Pacific region, is involved in the sanctions war with Russia. So those are factors to cause investors to favor these markets, not least China and India. Well, how did China do here today? It was a quiet day, bit of a breather, a pause, tiny declines by the Hang Seng Index and also the Shanghai Composite Index. But as I say, this remains very much in form, and I would not expect more than a temporary consolidation here before we see China push higher. Money supply also reportedly now supports that move. India had a strong day in here today. It is also in a consolidation phase. It's in more of a medium-term consolidation phase. I'd say China's is a short-term phase because we've only seen one good move up off the lows so far, and it hasn't been anywhere near as big as the move that India has seen so far this year to the upside. With India, though, and this medium-term consolidation, watch those higher lows and higher highs. I mean, you don't get a clearer indication that demand still has the upper hand there, which is not all that surprising. If that changes, whether it's due to something in India or whether it's just due to whatever is going on in other world markets, you'll see that progression of higher reaction lows broken, and that'll tell you that we'll see a bit more of a pullback by India. But overall, this is an in-form bull market, which almost certainly has years to run. Now, what about Japan? Because that's been in a very lengthy consolidation phase. Well, it was a little steadier in here today, still mostly ranging. And Japan is, I think I mentioned, is also involved in that sanctions situation. Now, other markets, Australia. Nice bounce back here today, and it was up 1.34% on the ASX 200 index. And again, modest gains, I think, for the other Asian Pacific indices. Exceptions, tiny decline, less than a tenth of a percent by Singapore. And just over a tenth of a percent by Thailand, Taiwan, also just over a 10%, a tenth of a percent, that is decline. Okay, Asia. Moving on from Asia to the European markets, they did not do so well. We did see the Spanish market pull out a gain of nearly half a percent, but the others were mostly weaker. And Germany was the leader to the downside, down 1.21%. I've written about Germany in here today, and I think it's very interesting. I had an email on the subject yesterday too, which you might have seen, because there are a lot of very superior companies in that German stock market. And this is a Germany will has a enviable manufacturing history, as we all know. But Germany is being affected by the sanctions. It's going to slow growth, as we'll see right across Europe. And I think that I certainly think the sanctions with Russia are necessary, but I've described it repeatedly as a lose-lose situation for both sides in the medium term, and it is usually a medium term, like can be a lengthy medium term strategy. But the way to look at this, I think, is that the lower Germany moves, the more attractive it actually becomes. I don't think we'll see a huge sell-off. We've already seen over 10%, but I see no evidence that it's actually over, although we're a little bit oversold here in the short term. And I've put up a list of companies which are some of the better value plays. And when you have a lot of stocks that are trading around estimated earnings of 10% sorry, when you I'll just start that again. When you have a lot of stocks that are trading on estimated PE ratios of 10% or even less in some instances, that's pretty attractive on a global basis, particularly if you have a yield which is 3 to 4% higher, as some of these yields are. So this is an interesting area. I wouldn't go rushing in because the sanctions have just really started to take hold, and obviously the sanctions will erode some of those profits here somewhat. But as value players know, the more people shun a market, the more they're afraid of it, the more it pulls back. The better it begins to look as a medium to longer term recovery candidate. And that lies ahead for us in the German market. And we can start to do some of our homework beforehand, pick out the shares to follow most closely. We can use fundamental filters for that, and then also technical action to monitor developments. Okay. Moving on to Wall Street. Well, we had a small decline in here today, and actually it paired those declines. They were never big, but down only a little over 9 points on the Dow. That's less than a tenth of a percent. The S&P up a little over a tenth of a down a little over a tenth of a percent. And the Nasdaq down just over a quarter of 1%. So a quiet day here overall. Canada a little bit firmer, just a fraction higher. Mexico a fraction higher. Brazil about a third of a percentage point lower. Government bond yields, the U.S. ones edged higher, 2.445, I believe, on the 10-year. And elsewhere, precious metals, a little bit higher for the most part. Not all of them, though. And actually, they might have given up those gains. They pretty much have. But palladium up $3, takes it to 877.9. Silver's underperformed in here again today at 19.955. It did get up to 2015, but couldn't hold it, so it's just sort of just ranging in here, really. And same with gold, 1309. It had been $9 higher earlier on when the Wall Street pre-market indications were weaker. And platinum, I've lost somewhere on the screen. 1471. So that's just down less than a dollar overall. Industrial metals, copper's lower here, so mainly a little bit of little bit of selling pressure in the grains and beans, soybeans and wheat lower, corn just a fraction higher. So that's and crude oil also lower in here today. So that's pretty much it here. The main situation, which people are just watching, is this Ukraine situation. And they're still getting used to the fact that we've got some sanctions which are going to hurt here over the medium term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. But it's just a quick additional message. I think you know this, but I'll be doing the audio and the comment of the day here on Wednesday and also Thursday, but I'm off very early Friday on a little bit more holiday, and I'll also be away next week. Owen does get back from his holiday on Friday, and so he will be doing an audio then. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.